With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. The Institute of Chartered Accountants of Namibia's National Accounting Summit 2024 is underway in Windhoek under the theme Shaping the Future of Accounting Through Influence and Innovation. Here's Fenning Hikevali, the CEO of the Institute of Chartered Accountants of Namibia.
We can no longer be traditional accountants. We have to think beyond that, and we need to think of the impact that we as accountant professionals have on the community, on the public, and the influence that we have on policies, the influence that we have on social impact, because we can no longer work in a vacuum. We can no longer work in isolation or in a bubble. We are all about the greater benefit of the profession through influence and innovation. It is such an important summit because we are now looking ahead and we are moving forward. It is no longer about the past.
Hikevali also explains the challenges they are faced with.
We are faced with a few key challenges in the profession. One of them is, I think, probably the regulatory burden of a lot of regulations that we need to comply with. And, you know, you come out of one regulation and then it's the next regulation. And that really creates, you know, like a resource intensity because we need to continuously keep up to date. And sometimes it comes at a cost and sometimes it means we need to upskill ourselves. That would be probably one of the biggest challenges that the accounting profession is facing.
As Namibia prepares to elect a new president and members of the National Assembly on 27 November 2024, which will be the country's seventh general elections since gaining independence in 1990, we asked the leader of the Independent Patriots for Change party, Panduleni Itula, whether he's expecting a bigger turnout and support for his party this year.
We know that there has been a discrepancy in the votes allocated to me. When you look at the IPPR, the IPPR's recording will give you 249,000 allocated to me, but the ECN's will give you 242 allocated to me. 7,000 votes moved from me to Appius Aukhap. This year we've got 1.4 million people registered, and if we were to keep the same pattern, we'll probably get 1.1 million people voting. If that happens, then the currency for one seat in parliament will be 11,000 votes, and that will be a hard number to achieve.
Meanwhile, the Electoral Commission of Namibia has announced that all independent presidential candidates have been rejected from partaking in the upcoming presidential elections for not meeting the requirements, while 15 candidates representing political parties have been approved. The government of Zimbabwe will start paying $3.5 billion compensation to farmers who lost land under former President Robert Mugabe's administration. Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce's Christopher Mugaga told Newsroom Africa that there have been different views on the handling of the issue.
How the figure of 3.5 billion was arrived at, possibly, yes, there could be debate on it, but it's argued that the farmers, after sitting from their COMIT side, they put for about $5.4 billion, and Governor of Zimbabwe was willing to pay about $1.7 billion. And in negotiating, that's when then they came up with a figure of $3.5 billion. So what you have to appreciate is the legal or the constitutional imperative.
And in a bold display of authority, the U.S. military carried out airstrikes in Yemen against the Iran-backed Houthis, targeting five underground weapons storage facilities. These were holding various weapons components used to target vessels in the Middle East. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says they will continue to make it clear to the Houthis that there will be consequences for their illegal and reckless attacks. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.